We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Resh, page 200. Shar HaAhava, Perek Tishii, the ninth chapter on the gate of love. Resh, page Resh, page 200. That's before Resh Aleph and after Kuf Tzadites. That's where it is in my edition. Page Resh. Aside from the three types of love we discussed over the last few months, there's another type of love. There is a natural love that's with the person from the time he's born, like the love of those who bore him, and the love of one's own children, and the love of the family member. It doesn't have to be taught. You grow up with your siblings, you grow up, and as much as you fight one another, as they say, blood is thicker than water. You have your parents, you can hate them, but you love them. And you have your kids. Whatever they'll do, they're your kids. There's another type of natural love, shehu mishtokek el shorosh inyan yadua v'nimshach alav bli dat v'itbonenut. Kasher tireh ba'adam asher miyaldutu mishtokek el eizeh melacha min hamelachot. Sometimes a person is driven in a certain direction and it has nothing to do with his logic. He's just driven. You have a guy who from the time he's a child, he's always attracted to biology, to astronomy, to mathematics. As a kid, I would sit when I had a day off and do mathematical equations. That was the fun. That's what I liked doing. I'd sit and do math. Go figure. Yeah, that's what I said. I'd sometimes look at myself and say, what a weirdo. That's what he does for fun, but that's what I like doing. I like math. Go figure. You have people who are attracted to a certain trait. You have people who just like giving. Wherever they are, they like giving. They could have two pennies, they'll give one. You know, Rabbi Akiva has straw. He doesn't have anything else. He doesn't learn Torah yet. But when there's a poor man who needs straw, so he gives him of his straw. All you have is straw. Yeah, but that's okay. So that's what I could give. So that's what he gives. וזאת ראינו גם בגדולת צדיקים אנשי השם הרשומים תורתנו הקדושה. And we see this trait, this attraction to a trait, that in the giants among the righteous, the famous people mentioned in the Holy Torah, משה רבינו עליו השלום, היה נמשך מתחילת עניינו לנקמה והגולה ולמלוכה. You see, Moshe from the beginning of his journey, he's interested in justice, he'll take revenge when necessary, he's interested in redemption, he's interested in kingliness. And these are things that, without his knowing what he's doing, suddenly he finds himself in Paro's palace. All the other babies are being killed. He's in Paro's palace. There's a direction in which our life takes, which sometimes there are drives that are not logical. They don't even seem to be free choice. A person is driven in a certain direction. You see, Moshe goes out. He sees an Egyptian beating up a Jew. Turns around, no one's looking. Bam! Dead. Wait a second. Moshe, who are you? Your first day on the scene. Yes, but justice has to be met. Next day he goes out on the town, sees two Hebrews fighting. Still interested in justice, he intervenes. Turns to the wicked one and says, why are you hitting him? Notice how the Pasuk says Moshe got it right. Vayomer larasha. The Pasuk says, he wasn't just sticking his nose and not minding his own business. He got it right. He knew who was the wicked one. And he said, why are you hitting him? Who are you? I'm a person who's always there for what's right. And the guy is thrown back. He turns to Moshe and says, who appointed you, judge? But you see, Moshe discerned. He didn't just walk in on the scene. He tells him. Doesn't say he asked both of them. He saw two people fighting, the Pasuk says. But he said to one of them, and the Pasuk tells us, he said to the wicked one, why are you hitting the other guy? Why didn't he ask the other guy? Why are you fighting with him? No, you see, he was able to discern. V'chen Yosef, כל חפצו היה להתנהג ברבנות, כמובן מהחלומות. You see, where was Yosef's drive? Yosef's drive was also to be a leader. כומר רבותינו זיכרונם לבחן, אמרים לאדם על המרורי ליבור. Sages say, we dream the things that we think about by day. So Yosef dreams about being a king. That's where his heart was headed. כמאמר, as the verse says in Daniel, רעיונך על משכבך סליקו. Your thoughts are what came up in your sleep. Meaning the thoughts we have by day are what we dream at night. עד שחכמנו זיכרונם לברכה אמרו שעל כן מת יוסף קודם לאחד. Our sages even put a tone of blame. Our sages say, because Yosef was always headed for being the leader, that's what caused him to die young. וכן דוד, same thing we see by David. מנעוריו הייתה תשוקתו לניצחון ונקמה מאויביו. From the time he was a kid, what he wanted was victory to take revenge from the enemies. כמו שידענו מניין התעזרו עוז ללכת לקראת גוליית הפלישתי. Look at how he girdled himself with strength to stand up to Goliath the Philistine. אשר כמה גיבורי חיל היו במערכות ישראל ולא התעוררו לצאת נגדו. You had a lot of brave warriors in the Hebrew camp. No one else got up to fight Goliath. עד כי על ידי כן הייתה עליו שאלת שאול עליו השלום, בין מי זה האלם? Saul looks at him, sees David striding out against the enemy, and he asks, whose son is that? Uvagmaram, the Talmud says, Imi peretzate mizerachate. Saul sees the bravery of David. He sees the fact that he's fighting for justice. He sees the fact that victory is foremost in his mind, and he says, okay, I see he's from Judea. But there are two lines in Judea. Within the family of Yehuda, there is the family of Peretz and Zerach. Imi Peretz ate Malkahave. If he's coming from the descendants of Peretz, so then David is going to be king. Rei ki lo chakar al tzidkato v'chasiduto. You see that Saul didn't ask, tell me, does he wake up v'sikin every morning? Tell me, does he pay his taxes? Is he fair? Is he just? No. He saw there's a trait in David. The trait of victory, the trait of avenging Hashem's wars, and he said he's going to be king. He comes from Peretz. Okay, that drive is going to get him where he has to go. וכן תמצא בישמעאל שהיה תשוקתו על מה שנאמר עליו, והוא יהיה פרא אדם ידו בכל ויד כל בו. Look at Yishmael. What does it say is Yishmael's drive? Wild. He's always involved. He's always taking things that aren't his. Everyone's always got a problem with him. Look at Yishmael today. Every country they go to, they make problems and they're everyone's problem. They don't mind their own business. I'm serious. The Midrash says, Yado bakol v'yad kol bo. On the other hand, look at wherever we went. Every economy flourished. Wherever we went. I'm not saying we didn't do white collar crime. We did. We have our fair share of that too. I'm not saying we didn't have our land skis and our... We had. But... In general, if you look at the people as a people, every economy and every culture benefited when we got there. Look at where they go. I think it was Disraeli who said, the Arab is not the product of the desert, but rather its progenitor. Wherever they go, things stop developing. Suddenly... there's destruction. How come they had... Why is it called the Green Line? You guys know why it's called the Green Line? Because if you look, even if you look from satellite pictures, you see that up to that line, it's green. And then wherever they have, black. Why? Why couldn't they develop it? They had this territory all those years. Why haven't they developed the territories they have even now? וכן עשיו לקח לעצמו להיות איש שדה, לצוצאי ולשפוך דם, וכדומה הרבה. You see, Esav was driven to be a man of the field, to be a hunter, to be a warrior, to kill. Different people have different drives. Now, of course, we have free choice how we apply those drives. But nonetheless, there are things that drive us, that are built in. ועילת הדבר כבר בערו לנו חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה. So our sages explained to us, where does all this come from? And that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time. So what we saw today is that beyond the three types of love that we described, There is another type of love, which is a natural love. It is the connection we have to people naturally, and it is the connection we have to certain traits or to certain drives that come within our nature. It's up to us to guide them, but at the end of the day, the drives are there, and the attraction, the connection, what he calls a type of natural love, is there from the time a person is born.